I got connected with Sue Orfield in about 2018, and we just started out wanting to do something together. We didn't really know what, and we kind of began by making these little sort of music videos in my kitchen, which is right where we're doing this interview. And we would we were both interested in original music, and we decided we would write some things and just kind of work on them together before we had any gigs or had any, you know, ideas of what we were going to do. And we gradually started inviting these other musicians in to make these with us. And Dave Schmallenberger, the drummer, fabulous drummer, was one of the first ones that we pulled in. And eventually the other members of the current band did these little projects with us. And it was a really fun way to get started. And there was just a really good feeling and a good vibe among these players.
What's an example of a tune you were playing way back then that you're still playing?
Dirty Secret was one of the first ones, and it's a tune that I wrote, and that was one of the first ones that we recorded here in the kitchen, and it's still one of my favorite ones to perform today.
Now, why is it called Dirty Secret?
I like to leave it up to the imagination, but the actual true story is that there's a restaurant, a vegan restaurant in St. Paul, J. Selby, where they had a menu item called the Dirty Secret, which was a vegan version of a Big Mac, I think, which I just thought was kind of hilarious that these vegans were, their dirty secret was that they really wanted a Big Mac.
We're speaking with Joan Hutton. She is one of the two saxophone players in Take That Back. The other one is Sue Orfield. And the group features original music. Joan, how do you compose?
Well, I think of myself as a composer who doesn't really know how to compose. I just sort of wing it. A lot of times I'm just playing something on the saxophone and I come up with a little line that I like and I sort of, you know, put it down on paper or record it and build from there. Sometimes I might be sitting at the keyboard and come up with a bass line or a set of chords. So it could be all different ways, but it usually involves me recording parts one on top of another until I sort of have a demo that I like the sound of. And then from there, I can bring it to the band. And of course, it evolves and becomes much better with live players.
Is that how it went with Playhouse Bats?
Yes, definitely. Playhouse Bats was another one of the tunes that we recorded with a small group in my kitchen. Sometimes I think it's really interesting to just start with melodic lines and have no chord structure at all in mind, and that was the case with Playhouse Bats. It's a very free-feeling tune because it actually doesn't really have a chord structure. It's really melodic-based. I wrote these two lines, kind of, you know, the two saxophones, and then we kind of built from there, and I have these lovely rhythm section players who can just jump in and figure it out. So sometimes it's much more structured, but with Playhouse Bats, it was very free. It was based, the name is, I wrote it when I was on vacation in this little cabin where there's a bat house attached to it, and you can hear the bats chirping and making all this noise during the day, and then at dusk you can see them all flying out of there. It sounds like there's, you know, 50 bats in there. I don't really know how many there are, but it's a fairly small little thing. And so we really have fun with this tune and just the vibe and the idea of these bats fluttering around and being very free.
We're speaking with Joan Hutton, and Joan, you work closely with Sue Orfield, another saxophone player, in Take That Back.
Our compositions end up being very different from each other style-wise, which I think is part of the success of the group. And her tunes are really interesting rhythmically, like this tune, Wakanda Park, has just a really different feel than some of our other stuff.
We caught a snip of it before. It sounded vaguely Middle Eastern.
Yeah. Sometimes Sue is just using interesting melodies and modes and rhythmic feels are things that I wouldn't even think of, but they work really well. I don't always know exactly how to describe them, but I love her writing and her compositions, and this tune Wakanda Park is a really beautiful example of that.
Joan Hutton and Sue Orfield lead Take That Back into the Metronome in St. Paul, 7 till 9 p.m., Monday, July 20th. For information, the Metronome URL is metronomebrewery.com. The web address for Take That Back is takethatbackjazz.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.